Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Heading west a ways from Langdon, you go down Highway 5 and you get to Rolette, North Dakota, where the Vice President of the North Dakota Soybean Growers is, Ryan Peterson. How you doing today?
Well, we're doing all right, I guess. We're just in the shop organizing the tools in the service truck, not what we want to be doing, but trying to keep busy on another rainy day.
And this is like a second or third time this spring you've organized those tools on the service truck, doggone it, huh?
We're going to get it figured out soon, I think.
and a lot of guys got the cleanest shop they've ever had, so doggone it. So tell us a little bit about do you have planting progress at all up there in north central North Dakota?
You know, right where we're at east, very, very little is my understanding. On our farm, we're 3% planted, and that's just picking the best of the best. I went on a field tour yesterday before this rain further east, and it doesn't look good at all now. Right around Rolette, the land is a little different, so some of those guys have had some decent planting progress, but, you know, I'm 7 miles east of Rolette, and you get from me east, and it's really been very, very slow to non-existent.
A few more potholes over there, right? A little more standing water to begin with?
Yeah, a little heavier dirt, and, yep, certainly a lot of potholes to deal with.
All right. So what has gone in the ground? Is it small grains, or is there a little bit of corn that's gone in?
We've tried to do the corn. We don't do very much corn. Just haven't quite gotten there. Had a little tractor problem yesterday that hindered it, unfortunately, and now it will be a while. We just were picking dry fields, so we got a couple fields of wheat in, a field of canola in, and half a field of barley in, I guess.
All right. Well, hey, we need the barley and all the small grains. Don't tell me you got a tractor issue that it won't run because of a computer issue.
It will not come out of park. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to somebody else who had that same issue today. So very interesting. You're not the only one, Ryan.
Maybe the tractors have gotten smarter than us, and they know it's too muddy, and we shouldn't be trying it anyway. So who knows what's happened? But it was frustrating because we had a field that would have gone nice to corn yesterday. But that's part of when you work with machinery, things break down.
Well, we've got smartphones and I guess smart tractors. If it was that smart, it should have talked to you and said, "Hey, don't be doing that. You're going to ruin the soil texture." So, but anyway. Oh, man. Yeah, that's kind of frustrating. The new issue with big equipment with a lot of computers. So now you're waiting for the tech from the dealership to come out and straighten things out, huh?
Yeah, and he just got off the phone with him, and he said he'd come out. And I'm like, there's no reason to lay in the mud in the rain. It's going to need some drying time. So we'll get here when the weather, you know, is fit, and hopefully it's something simple and we can get going when if and when it'll dry up eventually. Just every day is another day on the calendar that pushes us closer to those crop insurance deadlines.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.